We're Yotzei in the Ribbon. We're Yotzei in the Ribbon.
So this is, this halacha of the Chameini relates to the Heftze of the Matz. You see, the Adel HaTzeri, there are many halachas of the Chameini. There is one halacha of the Chameini that relates to the Dvorim Harav. So, to the Hagodeh, to the Matzus Rishonim, there is another halacha of the Chameini that relates to the manner in which it is mixed and baked. And then there is another halacha of the Chameini B'Pusa. So it relates to the Maisa Achille. But then, of Matzah Shiro, that relates to the Heftzeh of Matzah. What kind of a Heftzeh? If it is Milosh Memayu, so then you can make, so it is a Heftzeh with which you can make a Mitzvah. If it is Milosh, the Mepeir is Yayin, Shemen, Trash, Becholo, so it's not a Heftzeh of Mitzvah that you can make a Mitzvah. Now, the Maral Mipro mentions a bit rich. He says that if someone only has a matzah ashiro, so he says, so he should eat it anyway and make the brocha l'achilas matzah. And why? But matzah ashiro is not it. He's not it. So he says, there are two mitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs. There is one mitzvah of be'arav tichlo matzis. So the mitzvah of be'arav tichlo matzis, you can be mikayim even with the matzah ashiro. Even with the matzah that was nilei shiyai. Not in mine. But then there is another mitzvah, Lachemeini, Pesach night. So at the mitzvah of Lachemeini, you cannot be mikayim with the matzah ashir. So melech, if someone, but of course, if you can eat, the proper thing is to be mikayim both mitzvahs with the same matzah. But if somebody does not have any matzah that was nilei shemayim, but he only has a matzah that was nilei shemayim, so then the Baal Prok says, so you have to eat it and even say the brocha l'achilas matzah, because the mitzvah of be'arav tichlo matzah is he'll be mikayim full. So we see that according to this big chiddush, we see that according to Baal Prok, so it's two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is of achilas of be'arav tichlo matzah. And the other mitzvah is a mitzvah of Lachemeini. Now, the Yeshem sounds very strange, the Yeshem. Now, the Yeshem said that the broche of a mitzvah Lachemeini Oretz has to be recited on the Prusodav. And the broche of Lachilas Matzo has to be recited on the Shleim. Why is that? Now, so we see that Yeshem and the two agree with the Maral Miprok's Yisod. That doesn't mean they have to agree with everything the Maral Miprok says. It might be, you see, because we have different kinds of halachas of Lachemeini. There could be a distinction between the Lachemeini of Pruso, that is manifested by the halacha of Pruso, and the halacha and the Lachemeini that is manifested by the halacha of Matzah Ashir. Because the Lachemeini that is manifested by the halacha of Pruso doesn't relate to the Heftzeh of Matzah. Is that if a Matzah is Pruso, so is it a different Heftzeh than a Matzah Shleimo as far as the Heftzeh of the Mitzvah is concerned? It's the same Heftzeh. So the halacha of Pruso relates to the Maiseh, of matzah. I mean, in other words, that he has to eat, and he has to be bitzeya and a matzah puso, not just eat a matzah puso. Mashenik in the aloha of matzah ashiro yinatayitze, that relates to the heft of meat. So we could accept the Maral Miprok's chiddush in regard to puso without accepting the Maral Miprok's chiddush in regard to Matzah Ashir. But the Maral Miprok mentions his chiddush even in regard to Matzah Ashir. So where the Lachemeini is aloch in the Heftzeh, in other words, that a Matzah Ashir is not the Heftzeh of Mitzvah. You cannot be mikayim the Mitzvah of Matzah with such a Heftzeh of Matzah Ashir. So according to Maral Miprok, so it only implies that you cannot be mikayim the Mitzvah of Lachemeini. It's not a Heftzeh of Mitzvah for the Mitzvah of Lachemeini, But it is a chepetz of mitzvah, for the mitzvah of the Arab Nechumatis, according to the Maharal Pohn. So, we don't have to say that the Yeshem and the Tour agree with that point. It could be, but the Cholapach, maybe they do, but it's not necessary in order to explain the Yeshem. But they could agree with the whole Yisod of the Maharal Pohn, that there are two separate mitzvahs. So in Mele, if there are two separate mitzvahs, so that means that Lachmeini says nothing about the Arab Techumatis. Nothing. According to Maharal Pohn, certainly like that. In other words, so in Matzah Ashiro, which is not a heftzah of mitzvah, of matzah, so it's not a heftzah of mitzvah, of matzah in the mitzvah of Lachmeini, but in the mitzvah of Arab Techumatis, it is a heftzah of mitzvah. So the Mele, the Yeshemim say, true, there is exerus akosov of Lechemeni, Ma'oni Daki Bipuso, Afkan Daki Bipuso, but this only applies to the mitzvah of Lechemeni. It doesn't apply to the mitzvah of Erev Tichon Matzis. Now, the Brocha L'Achilas Matzo is recited not over the mitzvah of Lechemeni, it's recited over the mitzvah of Erev Tichon Matzis. Now, Lechemeni says nothing in respect to the mitzvah of Berav Techon Matzis. So because of that, the Yeshemim say that the Brocha L'Achilas Matzo is recited on the Shleim. Yes, on the Shleim. But the Brocha of Hamitzvah Lechem in Oretz is recited according to the Yeshemim Davke over the Pruso. Why? Why Davke over the Pruso? Because they hold that Lechemim is separate mitzvah, and there's nothing to do with Be'arav Tichon Matzis. So, now there is a mitzvah of eating Ikazayis Pas every Yom, every Shabbos and every Yom. Now Pesach is Yom Tif, like Shavuos, like Sukkot, like every other Yom. So the Mele, or Shvish, so that mitzvah applies to Shvish, the night of Shvish of Pesach holds. Mitzvahs. So the Mele, the first night of Pesach, it also applies to the first night of Pesach. So in other words, you have to eat matzah for two reasons the first night of Pesach. One is the mitzvah of the Erev Tichon Matzis, and then you have to eat a kazayis matzah, because there is a real incumbent to eat a kazayis pas. What kind of pas can it be Pesach night? It has to be a kazayis of matzah. So lechem eini, the mitzvah of lechem eini of eating, according to Maharal Pohn, it's a separate mitzvah of eating a kazayis matzah of lechem eini. Ikazayis Lechemeini, according to Maharal Pohn. So, Lechemeini is descriptive of the mitzvah of eating Ikazayis Pas Yonder. So it's Neig every Yonder. But Pesach night, the first night of Pesach, so the Kazayis Pas has to be Lechemeini. It's descriptive of the mitzvah of eating Ikazayis Pas. So the Kazayis Pas has to be Lechemeini. So Mele, and the Brocha Bameitzi is Melik every Yom Tov on the Kazayis Pas. So that's why the Yeshemim say that the Brocha of the Ameitzi has to be recited on the Pruso. But and the Brocha of Achilas Matzo is recited on the Shleim. All right, I mean,
we went over last time to finish the thesis. Kapkuf Tezayin, Omdam, Madad Shalom Gupus. So the Mitzvah says two things. The Mitzvah says, first of all, the Mitzvah mentions that you have to have three matzahs. That the aloche of Madad Shalom Gupus does not negate the regular aloche of the Chamishneh of two shleimis. But it's an additional halacha that there has to be a pusuk. So mainly has to have three matzahs. Now the sheet of the reading of the Rambam is that he has to have only two matzahs. He has to have only two matzahs. Now the sheet, so actually there are three sheets. The sheet of Tzitzis and Rashbam and Rosh is that he has to have three matzahs. So Madak Shonu Pusuk is only an additional halacha. He does not negate any halacha that is made on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And then the Shita of the Rif in the Rambam is that only two matzahs, because the Exasakosuf of Madar Shon Mifuso negates the din of two shleimis, of two shleimis. And even if Pesach happens to be on Shabbos, he should have only two matzahs, one shleimo and one puso. And then there is the Shita of the Bahag and the Ritz case that it depends. If it's not on Shabbos, if Pesach is not on Shabbos, then he has to have only two matzahs. But if Pesach is on Shabbos, so then he has to have, then he has to have, he has to have, if Pesach is not on Shabbos, only two matzahs, Shleimo Nefuso. And if it's on Shabbos, he has to have three. Now, we have to understand that these three shittos are shaved. Now, the shita of the Rashbam and Rashi and Tesis and the Rosh, that he has to have three, even if it's not on Shabbos. So they hold that the Xerzakosuf of Madak is only pusses on an additional loch, he doesn't negate any din that is made on Shabbos Nayom. So since there is a halacha of Lechem Mishneh, two shleimis, every Shabbos and Yom Tov, so Mele Pesach Night, the same aloche applies. But he has to have an additional matzah, a pusah, because of Lechem Mishneh. Now, the shite of the Rif and the Rambam, that even on Shabbos, he has to have only two matzahs. So apparently they hold that that's the pshat in the Sakos of Jew. Every Shabbos in Yom Tov there is a halacha of two shleimis, but Pesach night, so the Gzerzakosuf of Lechem Eini negates the halacha of shleimis. Now, so it only negates the halacha of shleimis, but it doesn't negate the halacha of Lechem Mishneh. In other words, even the Rambam agree that he has to have one shleim of halachos. Why not? So, he has to have one shleimo and one pusa. One shleimo and one pusa. But he can't have just one pusa. Why one shleimo and one pusa? So, the Netziv in his Shuvah, Meshi Govo, so he mentions that he was the son-in-law of Rabbi Tzalav Alojaneh. So he says that when he was eating at Rabbi Tzalav Alojaneh, so one Shabbos, Rabbi Tzalav did not have shleimis. So he took two pieces of challah. So he asked Rabbi Tzalei, what's the purpose of the two pieces of challah? So Rabbi Tzalei said, there are two separate halachas. There is one halacha of Lechem Mishneh, and there is another halacha of shleimis. So true, I don't have shleimis, I cannot be the kind of mitzvah of shleimis, but the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh of double. Of two, that I can be Mikai. So I mean, there is no doubt, I mean, that Rabbi Tzalei was right, that there are two separate kiyumi. There are two separate kiyumi. One is a mitzvah of Mishneh, Lechem Mishneh, two chalets. So that kiyum you can have, even if you have two pieces of chalet, if you take two pieces of chalet, it's still Lechem Mishneh. And then there is another halacha. There is another halacha of shleimis. Now the question is this: the halacha of shleim, the halacha of Lechem Mishneh, that's because of the zechus of liktu lachem Lechem Mishneh, because of man. That's the halacha. I mean of two. But the halacha of shleimis, is it also deduced from the parsha of man because liktu lachem Mishneh? So on Friday. So the Jews had two loaves, some mele they were shleimis. So because of that, we have to have shleimis. Or, as far as the parsha of man is concerned, so it only implies that we have to have Lechem Mishneh, not shleimis. But shleimis, that's another halacha, has nothing to do with man. Now, the Netziv in Meshiv Dovah says that Shleimis has nothing to do with man.
Shleime is now the Gemara in Broches, that Lametes mentions the Aloche of Shleime is the Gavin Broche Kolashono, even the Mesachayim. So there is a Ninyan. So there is a Machlekes between Rabun and Rabbi Yechanet. So one says that Mivore Chalapsi says that it's bigger, and one says Al Ashleimo is mitzvah min amufro. So what is the reason as to why Kol Ashono, even Meisachel, so he has to be Mivore Chalashleimo according to Rabbi Yechanet? Because of Kovet Broche. So Shleimo is Kovet. So it's Kovet Broche. So there it's a near of Kovet Broche. So the Nitziv says that actually, insofar as the Tzeres HaKosov of Niktulach and Mishni is concerned, so there is no Aloche of Shleimitz. There is only Aloche of Lechem Mishne too. But Shleimitz, he has to be, why do both Chalas have to be Shleimitz? Because of the general principle of Kovet Abroch. Of Kovet Abroch. This is what the Nitziv says. Now, from the Roshin of the Rosh, here it's Mashma, that the Din of Shleimis is also because of Liktul Echemish. Now the Rosh, now the Tzochi, paragraph Lamed, so he mentions, the second column is in there, it's Kufa Mekirin of the Yis. Hika B'Pesach Mivolchen Alachas of Pruto, this is the Hibshi. Abu Dishon Yom Keilin, Vatsin on Atal Terif de Shloimese. Yom Arabab Echai Vod Mivzi Al Shtiki Tore Vishabes. My Kaine Liktu Lechem Mishnitz. Umfosh Rabonon, Yom Keilin Vilna Al Shtiki Koreis. Kmoi Vishabes. Hikach Yuvet Vishabes. Mishum Rinochi Mon Vishabes, Ela Avinoche Berev Shabes Zuki Zuki. ויום טייבים נאמר לנוחיס, אלא הנוחיס ברב יום טייב, מול הנוחיס ברב שבס. כאילו כאבינם ביום טייב ונפצע אותה תריף לשלים עשה, כי דבינם בשבס. ויעשי אליכם מיני ויקור לחודה, ויוק מהפרוסה. כאילו כאבינם ונפצע החודה ופאוגה, וכי נפצע מונח ופרוסה דבי לשלים עשה וביצע. תס דריף שיטה. So, כאילו כך, being on, so he says, now the Rif Shite is V'yose Lechemini V'gora Lechode V'yuk Me'apus. So the Xerza Kosovo of Lechemini is Migara. So there is a special aloche that Pesach night you don't have two Shleimis. But, so it's only Migara in respect to one. But he says that on Shabbos and Yom Tevi Mishu Nochis B'Shabse. The benochis man b'shabes, el ha-benochis b'erev Shabbos, zuki zuki, two loaves of man. Uv yom tevi namo benochis, el ha-benochis b'erev yom tev, un ha-benochis b'erev Shabbos. Hilkar binom b'yom tev li nifzal tarte, lifte shleimese, ki di poye b'kid binom b'shabes. So it's much of the Tloshen that not only the haloche of lechem mishle, of two, is based upon man, upon Gzeres HaKosuv, of Liktu Lechem Mishne, but even the Aloche of Shleimis is based upon Gzeres HaKosuv of Liktu Lechem Mishne. Because when on Erev Shabbos, so two loaves of man were dropped for each one, everyone was leiky two loaves, so what kind of loaves of man was everyone leiky? Everyone gathered Shleimis. So Mimele there is a chiyuv of Lechem Mishne and Shleimis. It's true, as Rabbi Tzala said, they are two separate kiyumi, but they are all implicit in the Xeres HaKosuv of Liktu Lechem Mishne. Of Liktu Lechem Mishne. That's how it's mashma. Not as the Nitziv says, that the Xeres HaKosuv of Liktu Lechem Mishne only implies Lechem Mishne. Shleimis is because of the general principle of Kol Hashono, because of Kovet Broch. It's not mashma like that. So it's mashma that according to the Riv, and so the Xeres HaKosuv of Liktu Lechem Mishne implies two things. First of all, Lechem Mishne, and then Shleimis. there now, that's the Rishi. And then the Rosh says, the Rosh says, we will hear it, the Meister Pesach, we will have a Mishnah Mishoko, I tell you, shall we leave it, I'll stay to each other. So that the Lord did our Shimon Lechem, and the Fuso, Hanezi Lechem, she yates it in the Achilas Matzi, aber am Mitten, she did our Shlemi Vino, she showed them to him, Teda, die im Himmel nach dem Eilig im Kasais, ist wie zu dem, ist noch wie Reft, wie den Bacheno, wie ich weiß Bacheno, wie wo ich am Mitz am Matzah Pschiro, am Matzah Pschiro, Pschiro, die Taunen haben ich schon ins Binnen. Wie, wo hat die Name, wie ich nach dem Eilig, wo ich im Trio, wo wo ich wo ich am Mitz am Schlein. Alright, so, the Roshi thing is, that the Lechem Eilig is not Nigara of the general requirement and Shabbos in God. But, so it's Mashma that Bein according to the Mishnah, bein according to the Rosh, they are only chilek whether Lachanele is nigara of the general requirement of Shabbos Yom Tov, or it only adds, not nigara. But but it seems that they both agree that the how that the Zakosuf of Lachan Mishnah implies two things. First of all, Lachan Mishnah, because there were two loaves every Jew. Gather Erev Shabbos, two loaves of man, and then also shleimus. Then also shleimus. Now, so according to the Rosh, it's not the galoche of lechemin is not nigara. So memele, whatever is required, every Shabbos in Yom Tov is required Pesach night, but there is an additional chiyuv of a matzah pruso. And according to the Riv, it's nigara. So it's nigara in respect to the shleimi of one, but it's not nigara in respect to the shleimi of the other. Now, the shite of the halachas deilas and the Ritz Geis, that if it's not Friday night, then he has to have one matzah shleimo and one matzah ipuso, two altogether. And what if it's Friday night, so then he has to have three matzahs, two shleimes and one, two shleimes and one puso. Now we have to understand the shite of the halachas deilas. Now, Monefsha, if the halachas deilas had agreed with the Rivshit that the Aloha of Lachemin is Nigara, so even when it's on Friday night, he shouldn't have to have three matzahs, only two. So we see that the Neshita of the Aloha Zeles is that there is, that it's not Nigara, in other words, that the Aloha of Lachemin is only an additional Aloha, but he doesn't negate any other halacha that is neik on Shabbos. So because of that, so he says, since according to halachas deilas, lechemini does not negate any other halachas, so if it is Friday night, so we have to have two lechem mishneh and shleimes, so really here too you have to have Lachem Mishneh and Shleimes. Now, there are two separate mitzvahs. That's certainly true. One is a mitzvah of Lachem Mishneh and one of Shleimes. So apparently, the Aluches Deleis does not agree with the Rif and the Rosh that the Xerzakosov of Likto Lachem Mishneh. So implies two things. The Xerzakosov, according to Aluches Deleis, so the Xerzakosov of Liktu Lachem Mishneh only implies Lachem Mishneh, not Shleimes. True, there it was Shleimes, the two loaves of man that every Jew gathered were Shleimes, but that doesn't mean that they were Mechuyev to have Shleimes just because the two loaves of man were Shleimes. So Liktu Lachem Mishneh only implies that they have Lachem Mishneh too, not Shleimes. But why is on Shabbos, is Mechuyev to have Shleimes, two Shleimes. So, not because of Liktu Lachem Mishneh, but not as the Tziv says of the general halacha of Kovet Broche. No, but since we see that there is a halacha mitzat kovet brochet to have shleimeis, that even on Sunday or on Monday, when a person he has to say a leitzi on the bread, and he has an opportunity to say the leitzi on the puso, and he had all on the shleimo, so mitzat kovet brochet is mechuyev to say the brochet, to say the brocha leitzi on the shleimo. So that was shleimo involves an union of kovet, and b'meisach eil, so there is an union of kovet brochet. So by Shabbos, when there is a mitzvah of kibbutz, of mikdash Hashem mechubot, ein again kibbutz, and to be mivorech and mitzeah al shleimo is involves an union of kovet, we see that even b'meisach eil. So he has to be mivorech hamitzi al shleimo or anat al nipuso. So on Shabbos it comes within the mitzvah of kovet Shabbos, just as b'meisach eil shleimo comes within kovet broche of meitzi. So on Shabbos it comes within the mitzvah of kovet Shabbos. And apparently the Rambam says that the mitzvah of enek and kibbut that is mentioned in Shayahu in regard to Shabbos applies also to Yontem. But the Halachas Delis apparently holds that the mitzvah of Einek and Kibbut apply only to Shabbos, not Yontem. There is a slight trial for it, because there is a machlekes in Psochim, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, whether on Yontem it's Chetzil Adishem, Chetzil Ochem, this is what Rabbi Yeshua says, and Rabbi Leza says, Oikulul Adishem, Oikulul, Kulul Ochem. So the Gemara says, Yusochim, Daf Samaches on the Beis, the Gemara says, Tom Rav Yehi, Ushnei Mikro Echot, Kotsof Echot, Eivir, Atzeres Adishem, Oikechot, Kotsof Echot, Eivir, Atzeres Dirochem, Rabbi Leza Sova, Oikulul Adishem, Oikulul Ochem, Rabbi Yeshua Sova, חלקיו, חצי לא בשם וחצי לא חם. אומר רבי לא, חכי עומדים בעצרת מן אבו לכם. מה איתן עם דעים שניתו בדירו? אומר רבי, חכי עומדים בשבת מן אבו לכם. מה איתן עם דרוס על השבת הזה? So even רבי לזה, who says that כל אנשים וכל לכם, but by Shabbos is made only by Yom. Why is it made by Shabbos? Because it goes to Shabbos in it. So it goes to Shabbos in it, definitely implies that it has to be Chetzil Adishem, Chetzil Ochem, Chetzil Ochem. So the question is, so why does Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Elazar is made in regard to Shabbos, that it has to be Chetzil Ochem, because of course of Shabbos Einik. Now, if the posik of course of Shabbos Einik, which is Hashem Mechubot, that is mentioned connection of Shabbos, applies to Yom Tev as well, so maybe Rabbi Elazar should say that by Yom Tev also he has to have Chetzil Ochem. Because so it's mashma from this gemara. So it's mashma from this gemara that the halacha of Einek and Kovet, these are mitzvahs that are peculiar to Shabbos, not Yom. As a matter of fact, some raise that kashe, this gemara is a kashe against the Rambam, who says that the mitzvah of Einek and Kovet apply to Yom as well. Now, so the Rambam is not difficult, because the Rambam can say Eino Chanan. Rebbe Elazar will say the mitzvah of Einek and Kovet apply only to Shabbos, not Yom. But Rabbi Yeshua, who says that even on Yom Tov there is a halacha of Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Ochem, he'll say that Einek and Kovet apply to Yom Tov as well. So that's a good teretz on the Rambam. But the halacha of Neilis can say he's not Meshuvah to Shiva the Rambam. And from the Tashlis of the Rosh Hashanah Gemara, it's mashma, here in Tzochit Daf Samachet. Everything should be, that everything should be recited over the Puso. So let him say that, according to his own Shite, that Lachameini is not Negara, you see. So how is it that the Rosh, in discussing the Rishite, in what way is the Rishite different than it is? Because
He should be here that Lachamini is not Nidah. We have to have three matzahs, two shleimus, one pusah. And the order is that it is Nidah. We have to have matzah in the head. That's the only difference. So why is it, in discussing the Rishit, that we have to have a matzah in the head? So then he says that according to Rishit, both brachas have to be recited over the pusah. Even the Amit Rachim Noras has to be recited over the pusah. In discussing his own Rishit, which is different from the Rishit, and one point on it, that he has to have two shleimus in the pusah. So then he says that the Amit Rachim Noras has to be recited over the shleimus, and only Alachlas Matzah is to be recited over the pusah. So apparently, we see from that, now that child, now, so the Rish says that Lechem Eini is Nigara of the general Alohe, of Lechem Mishneh Shleimi, but it's only Nigara to the extent of one, not to the extent of the other. So mainly one Shleimo he must have. So why does he have to have one Shleimo? Is it only because of Kibbutz? But not because it's like a Mishneh, or because it's like a Mishneh, because it's only Nigara to the extent of one, not to the extent of the other. So apparently the Rosh took it for granted that inasmuch as there are two aspects in which it's like a Mishneh, one aspect is like a Mishneh, double half, and then another aspect of Shleimei, two Shleimei, so, and here is Nigara. So we can have the kiyum of the shleimim. So the whole aspect doesn't apply, Pesach life, on account of the Zerbakot of Lachanei. But what shleim of the Rish says we have there, that's because of Kovet. Of Kovet, so even Chaname, every Shabbat and every Yom Tov. So we have to have shleimim for two reasons. First of all, because of Likto Lachan Mishneh, and then also because of Kibbutz Shabbat. But now I'm Pesach night, so the aloche, this aspect of Shleimei doesn't apply because of the Zerzakot of Lachameini. So we only have to have Shleimei because of Kovet. So Mimele seems, so he says, so Mimele is explaining the Shita of the Reed. So he says that the whole Tzieh, is Pesach Nai is on the Pusah. Mimele, the Broches is an integral part. Even Amit Rachim Noras is an integral part of the Tzieh, because one cannot partake of a Matzah or of anything without the Broches. So Mimele, on the Pusah, he has to recite the Broche of Achilas Matzah and also the Broche of Amit Rachim Noras. But on the Shleimo, that's because of the Lechem Mishneh, and true, there is a halacha of Shleimo, even Pesach Night, at least one Shleimo. But that's because of Kovet. So he does not have to be Mitzeah on it, because of Kovet, on account of the fact that there is a halacha of Puso, Pesach Night. So maybe there is no union of Kovet in being Mitzeah on the Shleimo. Since there is a kiyum hamitzvah in having the truth of Pesach night, so there is no union of kovet in having the shleimo. If it is because of Likto Lechem Mishneh, so true there is a mitzvah of Lechem Eini. But mitzvah the mitzvah of Likto Lechem Mishneh, so the mitzvah of Lechem Eini does not negate the mitzvah of Likto Lechem Mishneh. So when the Rosh discusses his own shiteh, so then he said that the Achilas Matzah is recited over the Pusah, and the Amit Lechem Noras is recited over the Shleimo, because the Rosh own shiteh is that there is no Giroi in the general Halacha, and the general Halacha implies Lechem Mishneh to Shleimim, and Pesach night there is also Halacha of to Shleimim. So the Meila Jamaz did see it. And the Shleimo, and the Amit Lechem Noras is an integral part of the Tzieh. So on the Pusah is only Mivorech Halachlas Matzah. That's in discussing his own Shiteh, but in discussing the Rish Shiteh. See, the Rish Shiteh is that there is a Giroi. So Mele is Migara, the whole Aloche of Shleimo, mitzad, because there is no partial kiyum of shleimeis. Either both are shleimeis or none are shleimeis. But one shleimo you have to have because of kovet, because of kovet. So mimele seems it's only because of kovet, so it will not detract from the kovet shabbos if he will not be b'tzeya on the shleimo, and he'll be b'tzeya on the foot. All right, now, so this is, so in other words, so we see that according to Teitzvah, in Psochim, so the Shleimeis, the Psi and the Shleimeis is Mitzat Kovet. So Mimele, he says, the Pnira Shebotel HaShleimeis, no. According to Teitzvah in Broches, the Psi al Shleimeis, he emanates from the Potik of Mitzvah HaMish. So Mimele, Nira Shebotel HaShleimeis is not enough. So there must be an extra Psi and the Shleimeis. But in regard to the Pruso, this Mocha says that Mira Kibitea of Pruso is sufficient. Alright, so he says, Mishim Dixim, Hak in Soch, in Mocha. Hak in Mini Pesach, Hashem Niyach, Hapsu Tepsi Hashleim, Obitea, Maitayim Lachmeini. Mishim Dixim Lachmeini, Miniyach Hapsu Tachat Hashleim, Vinira Kibitea of Pruso. Umikol Mokei Meinu Ixtea, Kima Hashleim, Vala Pruso, Yivorach Lachlat Mato, Vikeichim, Veichli, Mishtei Yachat, Kidin Shinira, Kibitea of Pruso. V'chein aminek. So in other words, because the atomitze and there is a conflict. On one hand, he's mechuyev to be b'teya on the shleimo. He's mechuyev to be b'teya on the shleimo. And so if he'll actually be b'teya on the pruso, so it will be tracked from the character of p'teya on the shleimo. I say shleimo. So even though most v'sheim hold in Shabbat, that you don't have to cut both challahs, you can only cut one challah. The Rashba is the only word, Rashba, I mean the whole pastor like Rashba, the Marshal also like Rashba, but most Rishani agree with Rashi, and it appears that Eitzishit is also like Rashi, that on Shabbos you don't have to cut both challahs, you can cut one challah, but it's not because essentially the mitzvah of Tia is only on one challah, not on both. Essentially, the mitzvah of Tzie is on both. But if you actually cut one challah, so then there is a symbolic Tzie on the other challah too. So essentially, the mitzvah of Tzie is on both challah. So Mele, if he will cut, if he will actually be Tzie, while the masses are still on the table, before he puts the masses into his mouth, if he'll actually be b'seya from the shleimo and the pruso, it will detract from the mitzvah, from the kiyuma mitzvah of b'seya min ha-shleimo. Two, he doesn't have to cut the other one, just one. So that's only if you don't cut altogether. You just cut from one and the other one you leave intact. So then it's considered as if you are b'seya from both shleimo. But if you break off from the shleimo, and you actually break off on the table before you put it into your mouth, from the pruso, then it detracts from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of being b'tzeya from shleimo. Here he'll be b'tzeya actually from shleimo and pruso. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzeya from the shleimo completely, so he should not break off from the pruso. From the pool, so while the masses are still on the table. But Mania, we say Hashleimo, and then he'll eat from both together. So then a symbolic tier will be realized. A symbolic tier will be realized in the Puso and the natural tier in the Shleimo. That's why he says weil a Pusse gewohr lach lach mato, die Kirche nicht um stehen jachat, die Schenier hat es ja auch Pusse. Wir gehen an mir. Aber wie lach ist am Mäzi, wie gamm lach lach mato, wie nach Pusse, da habe ich jetzt nicht schlöss schlöss. But suppose, there wouldn't be a loche, wenn ich nicht schlöss schlöss. So then, the first question in Tesis would say, that he should recite the Mäzi over both masses. Not that he should recite just over the Pusse. Because from this status it's mashma that the Birkat HaMeitzi that the bracha is an integral part of the tefillah. So in any way, if there hadn't been a halacha of eating the tefillah, so then he would have to recite the mitzvah of a both matzah. But on account of the halacha of eating the tefillah, so the first portion case says, no, that he cannot recite the birkat hamitzvah of a both matzah. So why? Because he'll be able to be of an ish mitzvah chlisle. Literally, so the second motion says no. There is no ish of an ish mitzvah chlisle if he recites them both. Literally, there is no ish of an ish mitzvah chlisle by birkat hanani altogether. So he says, literally, the all have the brochus of many, the coin chlisle chlisle. So Akidush Mibochim Kiddush Birkas Hayayim. So Mimele, you can recite. Mele, you can recite the broche of Meitelechem in Ores of a boat, according to the second one. According to the first portion, so the broche of Meitelechem in Ores has to be recited over the Shleim, and only Alachilas Mato is recited. Over the Pusa. But according to the second Lashon, so he can recite the broche of Amiklach Norris of a boat. We have been in Dache, we've been a, or you're all the last is Hakel of Pusa. We have been a boat in Bishulach Mishi. So in other words, so we explained last time, that whereas according to the first Lashon, they say, so the on account of the aloche of Kolanene Bilo Broche Moab, so the melee, the Birkas Hameitzi, becomes an integral part of the Tzieh, integral part of the Tzieh, so the melee is Mechuyev, to be Mivorech, the Birkas Hameitzi, and the Shleimo, because there is a Chiyuv. There is a Chiyuv, every Shabbos and every Yonke, to be Bitzeya and Shleimo, so Rabbi Nachem Levine says, no, this aloche is, that's an Yisrael. I mean, but the Birkas Hameitzi, the Birkas Haneni, is not a necessary step in the physical process of Achille. So the melee, but there is an Yisrael of what? So the melee doesn't become an integral part of the Tzieh in regard to the mitzvah of Tzieh Lech Mishneh. So he doesn't have to recite Hameitzi Lechem in Ores and the Shleimo at all. Two, there is a mitzvah of tzieh. Tzieh consists in the physical tzieh, not in the broche. But it has to be recited over the pusok. Why? Because according to Menachem Levine, so in regard to the dim tzieh, mitzvah lechem mishneh, the feminine tzadik is hakosuf of mitzvah lechem mishneh, So the broche is not an integral part of the tzieh. Mashiach came in regard to the chiyuv tzieh and the matas mitzvah, so there is a chefte of mitzvah. So he has to be mitzvah and the chefte of mitzvah, and the matas mitzvah. So the birkas mitzvah becomes an integral part of the tzieh and the chefte of the mitzvah. And since the Birkas HaMitzvah becomes an integral part of the Ptiyah and the Chesed of the Mitzvah, so the Birkas HaMitzvah also becomes an integral part, because we see, as the Ritvo in Rosh Hashanah explains the Halacha in Rosh Hashanah that process, that called Birkas HaMitzvah, so there is no Halacha of Yos HaMitzvah. There is Halacha of Yos HaMitzvah only in regard to Birkas HaMitzvah because of Arvet. But Birkas HaNeni, there is no Arvet. So it's not, there is no Halacha of Yos HaMitzvah. If I don't have to say a Birkas HaNeni on a piece of bread for myself, but somebody else has to say a Birkas HaNeni on a piece of bread or something else, so I am not allowed to say the bracha for him and be making Birkas HaMitzvah. Yes, suppose somebody else has to put on film, and I'm not putting on film, so I can say the bracha of Lamiach film or Al Mitzvah film for him. Be meeting because Kol Yisrael Achim is over there. So there's the aloha. In respect to Birkas HaMitzvah, there's aloha of harvest. In respect to Birkas HaNenim, there is no aloha of harvest. But there is one exception. One Birkas HaNenim, so there is harvest There is Arve. That's the Birkas Hanemim of Amitri Lachem in the Ored that is recited over the Masse Pesach night. So the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah explained it. Why? He says, in view of the fact that that there is Arve in respect to the Birkas, Alachilas Matzo, and he has to say two Broches, so Mimele, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, the Broch of Amitri Lachem in the Ored that is recited together with the Broch HaLachlas Matzo and the Matze Pesach Night also has the status of Birkas Hamitzvah. Oh, so in Meile, Rabbi Nachman Avinah says, Hoyorod Yilat is Hakel Lapruto, Vein Ashrim Obo, Kim Bishvilach HaMishne. So in Meile, he doesn't have to recite the Birkas Hamitzvah over the Shleimo. But there is a mitzvah of Ptiyah Lach HaMishneh. Ptiyah doesn't include the broche that is spiritual thing. There is a broche of Kol HaNemed broche Moal, but it's not a necessary step in the physical process of Achilles. But so then you'll ask, so in regard to the Prusa too, it's not a necessary step in the physical process of Achilles. The answer is, and the Prusa, that's the chesed of mitzvah, of Be'arasech Lomatei. So in Meile, the Birke, the Broche, or with the Prusa is Mikayim the Mitzvah of Be'arasech Lomatei. It's the chesed of mitzvah. So the Birke of mitzvah is also an integral part of the Tziyeh. And since the Birke of mitzvah is an integral part, so the Broche of Amitzvah in Ored is also considered to be an integral part of the Tziyeh. So he has to say both Broches and the Pruso and then the Shleimon added up. V'ori, ho'yorogi livorech, tchilo birkat ha-meitzia o shteyem, kedem she-yipsa. V'hakach, livorech al achilas mat, u'beitzia mishteyem. Achakach. So the Ri, so you see, where is the first question in Tziyeh? Says, u'mikol moke meilich tziyakim al ha-shleimo. So there is no actual Tziyeh in the Shleimo at all. I mean, in the Pruso at all. Only in the Shleimo. And in the Pruso, it suffices to have it symbolic here by putting it beneath the Shleimo and by eating from both matzahs in his mouth together. But there is no actual tea on the table in the Pruso, according to the first Lashon HaTeitzvah. So there is chelik. V'ori ho'yorog yorivorech tchilo birkat ha-meitzia al shteyen, kedem she-yipsa. והכך מבורך על אכיל עצמתו וביצעי המשתיים אחכך. So the V says at first that he has to be ביצעי from both. There has to be an actual ביצעי before he puts the matzah in the mouth. ואילך מילי מאח אשר הוא יצא על שתיים. ופומי מופי קורי נפשי מפוקסת. This last lesson we didn't explain that right. ופומי מופי קורי נפשי מפוקסת. Well, your Rachel is Shamei Haminek. Why? Because he said that many times he was Rog Yolivodech Tchila Birkat HaMeitzia al Shteyem. And he said he didn't involve any Yitzah of an Yitzah of Chilas Chilas, not because of Rabbi Menachem Ibn Ezra. Rog Yolivodech Tchila Birkat HaMeitzia al Shteyem. And he said he didn't involve any Yitzah of an Yitzah of Chilas Chilas, not because of Rabbi Menachem Ibn Ezra. Rabbi Menachem Ibn Ezra is Rabbi Menachem, even the second version he says that regarding Birkas HaNehemim, there is no halacha of an Yitzah of Chilas Chilas. But the Ri didn't say that in regard to Birkas HaNehemim, there is no halacha of an Yitzah of Chilas Chilas. From the Ri's Masma, the Yitzah of an Yitzah of Chilas Chilas applies even to Birkas HaNehemim also. Even to Birkas HaNehemim also. Now, and what does this style of defense? Now we see here that the second verse in the text says, the Yirel Yidu Ha've Broche Shomrani, the Yikoyin Chilet Chilet, to Akidus Nivorochim, Kidus Yibirkat Hayayim. So the second verse in the text says that we got the Yirkat Hamenim, the Halokhe of an ancient Yishu Chilet Chilet doesn't apply all together. But the Ri didn't say that. The Ri said, they need the Chilet Me'achat Yo Yishosh Al Shteyeh. In other words, so the reason is why he didn't involve the Yishah of an Israelite Klippet, because the Rocha of the Meitzi was recited over two matches, over the Tremo and the Puto. The implication being that if the Rocha of a Meitzi would be recited just over the Puto, together with the Rocha of Achilles Mato, then it would involve an Israel of the Israelite Klippet. So in other words, the Israeli come the second logic in Israel, that regardless of the Tanami, we don't apply the Arocha to the doctor. He holds that he does apply. But so when would it apply if he would say both brochet, Amitrach Noret, Achilas Mato, exclusively on the Puso, not on the Pharaoh? Then he would be able to lead out the Israel of an Israelite Klippet. But inasmuch as he recites the Birchat HaMeitzi, not only on the Puso, on the Puso and the Tremo, on the Puso and the Tremo, and that Al-Achilas Mato is recited only on the Puso, so the Meitzi is not able to lead there of an Israelite Klippet. So in other words, so the V holds the Rocha of Nezik Klippet applies to the Tanaim. Now, what is Tyre? Why is it that some can say that the Nezimitis Klippet, the V among them, applies to Birkat Hanemi? And some can say it only applies to Birkat Hamitre, but not to Birkat Hanemi. So I think that this depends upon another question that I discussed before, the previous year. In other words, whether the Aloche of Kolaneme, the Rebroche Moal, involves the Nisea or just the Nisea. Now, so we see there is a Machlekes Hashem. There is a Machlekes Hashem. Now, an Eilem is Potter of all Nisea. Misha Meite Mutu Lufono is Potter of all Nisea. But he is not Potter of Nisea. He is not allowed to eat. He is not allowed to eat when he is here at the time. I said, according to the Rambam, he said, that in the time the home is not, there's nothing about the Nisea. And it's only a mixture of Israel at the time, so then an Eilem could be eat without washing hands. But according to those that Israel at the time involves two halachot, a mixture of Israel at the time, and also a mixture of eating glory at the time, so Mele and Eilem is not allowed to eat glory at the time. Yes, why? But can he eat glory at the time? So the Chonoch passed the Mechaba passed the Yerzeh, that in the Chavelet, that he can eat, he has to wash before he eats an Eilem, but he eats the Loi Broch. He eats the Loi Broch. So now the Rash, in Perush, in Schneider's of Mice, so he says that he has to say it for. Now, that depends. If we say that Kolanene the Loi Broch and Moal implies the Nisea, so Memele and Eilem is not allowed to do it to it. So Memele, that's the Rash is in Mice. It was Israel. And those who say that an Eilem can eat without making the broche, so they hold that Moal doesn't mean that there is an Israel. Moal means that there is an Aveil. In other words, just as there is a chiyum upon a person before he performs the Israel to recite the Birchat HaMitzvah, he doesn't think of the Rono. So it doesn't mean that if somebody puts on chiyum or tikkun without the broche, so he's either an Israel and put it on the chiyum without the broche. No, he has an Avere, because if he put on tune, he put on tites, he was required to precede the performance of the mitzvah by the recitation of the prophet. And if he didn't, he was mivatel the mitzvah de Rabbonon, in failing to recite the prophet before he performed the mitzvah. But there is no Israel. So, Kohanim Eberi Broche Moal implies the same thing. In other words, before one is named, from the Maichot, from the mitzvah, from the Reach, so he's required to say broche, and if he's nemen, he doesn't say broche before that, so he's mivatil mitzvah rabbonon. So, Memele, those who say who says that the Birkat Hanani is not a mitzvah? It's just a mitzvah, some emailer they say, it's a loch of an ancient mitzvah, chavilet, chavilet, the twice. But those retaining who hold that he doesn't apply to Birkat Hanani, they hold that it's a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, like the Rash, then it's a mitzvah. Some emailer needs it's a mitzvah, so an ancient mitzvah, chavilet, chavilet, so it applies to Birkat Hanani. So the second version in Teitz Lesiyam Hochet holds that it's only a mitzvah. So the Mele, the Aloch Elvin, the Chilis Chavulis, doesn't apply to Birkat Hanani altogether. Altogether. So even if he will recite the Brocha of the Meitzi and Alachilas Matzo just exclusively over the Puso, so he still will not be Eivir, because that's only a mitzvah. From the melee, you will not be either the Daloche or the Dean of the Israel Willis. The V holds that he does apply to Birkat Hanani, because the V holds that Kohanan will walk him more out, doesn't imply a Mitzvah. Only a Mitzvah. It's only Mitzvah. Birkat Hanani is a Mitzvah. And Birkat Hanani is a Mitzvah. From the melee, Daloche of the Israel Willis applies. But in this case, where he recites the Birkat Hanani over two masses, over the Shleimo and the Puso, then he's not good. Upomi mofi kohi nafsi mitzvuske. Zulo yoreise lishani tamir. In other words, because there is a machleket, whether in a case where you recite the Birkat, the Hamitzvah Hanore, over the Puso, even if you recite it over the Puso and the Shleimo, so that there is one kite that is involved in Mitzvah of the nation Mitzvah Chavilet Chavilet. So he doesn't want to involve himself in a machleike. He didn't want to be mishaned in him. For you mivorech al ha-shleimo tchilo ha-meitzi. So first he was mivorech al ha-shleimo tchilo ha-meitzi. For you mitzvah k'tach. For the hoya matchida. So he made a little cut in the shleimo, but only a slight cut in the shleimo, in order that he shouldn't be detached. It should remain attached. Then, at Yivorech ala Pchuso, ala Chilat Mat, then after he made the Pchiektat in the Shleimo, so he recited the Broche ala Chilat Mat, and then he was Bistea Mishtein Yach. So we see from this read, that the slight cut did not constitute a sufficient cut. Because in the slight cut, when he started to break off from the flame, leaving it attached, so had constituted a full fear. So why did he have to be clear and saying yahat? So all he had to do after the recitation of Lachilas Mato to be Messiah from the Puso. Why did he say yahat? So apparently, the slight cut did not constitute a full cut. Now, if it did not constitute a full cut, from the mailer, so what was the purpose of realizing the slight cut in the framework immediately after the recitation of a Birkat Hanani, before the recitation of a Achilas Mat? So what's the purpose? So there might be, so it has a double purpose. One is in order that there should be, because there shouldn't be any hefsek whatsoever between the conclusion of the broche and the pshit. So the melee, if he wouldn't make his slight cut immediately in the shleimo, immediately after the recitation of the Birkat Hanani, so then there would be a slight hefsek. Slight hefsek, in other words, the Birkat Hanani would intervene between the broche of the Birkat HaLachilas Matzo, would intervene between the Birkat Hanani and the Pshia on the Shleimo. And the proper thing is that the Pshia on the Shleimo should follow immediately after the conclusion of the Birkat Hanani. That's one thing. And the other purpose is because there is also held that there are two mitzvahs of Pshia. One mitzvah of Tzir is mitzvah the mitzvah potik of mitzvah lechemis. so chaye vodom es gemore sezi kol kitzei, chaye vodom rizkeya aus nezikor. And what is aus nezikor is mean? So the reef and the roach both say it means nezikor is right. So there is a chiyuv of kye am shleimu. Mitzabet zer takotov of brisko lechemi. Then there is a mitzvah of kye am the prusa. Mitzab the prusa zer takotov of lechemi. So there is a conflict between it. This is the reason as to why Teisler, the first Lotin in Teisler, said that he has to be, has to realize an actual fear in the Shleimor and the symbolic fear in the Pusik. So he also held that there are two fears. One is a fear in Tzavizot HaKotov of Vitzulach HaMitzle of being the Seah. In other words, you have to be the Seya, Ami Puso, not Ami Shleimo. So the Melee, the Ri said, the Ri felt 30 times that in order to fulfill both fears, on one hand the Pshie Allah and Mishne Shleim, and then the Pshie and the Puso, so he must make his Parashot Pshie and the Shleimo before the Birkat Al-Achilat Maso. Because if he wouldn't make a part of fear, a slice cut in the flame of immediately after the broch of Amitzelachem in Ores, before the recitation of the broch of Achilas Mato, so then he would have to make the whole fear and the flame of after the Achilas Mato. And after the Achilas Mato, so he will have to do the Seya the Prus also. So the fear of the Prus along with the fear of the Shleimo after the Broch of Achilas Mato will distract from the full fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Yami Shleimo. Because from the point of view of Liktu Lecha Mishne, he has to be Seya and Shleimo. Now, if he wouldn't break off even slightly from the Shleimo before the Broch of Achilas Mato, and he would break off from the Shleimo and the Pruso after the Broch of Achilas Mato, so that would detract from the fear of the Shleimo, because the mitzvah of Shleimo Lecha Mishne implies you have to be Seya from Shleimo, not from Pruso, and he should be Seya from the Shleimo and the Pruso, so it would detract from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tzion Neshleimim. Because of that problem, so the first Lotin said, decided that he should not be the Seya from the Pruso altogether, just realizing symbolic fear. But he was dissatisfied with the symbolic fear. After all, there is the mitzvah of Lachanei, he has to be the Seya from the Pruso, so he should realize an actual fear in the Pruso, not a symbolic fear. So how can you realize an actual fear in the Pruso and an actual fear in the Shleimo? There will be conflict. Because if he will not realize a part of fear in the Shleimo before the Broch of Achilas Mato, and the whole fear of the Shleimo and the Pruso will take place after the recitation of both Broches, so then the fear of the Pruso along with the fear from the Shleimo would detract from the mitzvah of fear from the Shleimo, because he would be the Seya not from the Shleimo alone, but from Shleimo and Pruso. That would detract from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Seya and the Shleimo. So he found a solution. He'll recite the Brocha from the Yisrachem in Or, and then before he even recites the Brocha of Achilas Mato, he makes his life fear. For he would say, Aksat, for he must see them. And that fear, when he makes the slight fear in the Shleimo, so then it's not together with the fear from the Pusa. And then he recites the Broche of Achilas Mato. And after that, he's the fear from both again. So the Melee, he doesn't detract from the Mitzvah of the Seya. I think that's already not something. Alright. No, now it's... the next word. Apo pisi charete tu. So, the Rabbonon in the Mishnah say that charete is only because of takon. And the Rebbe of Sodek says charete is a mitzvah with me'am. But the Rabbonon say charete is required, even though it's not a mitzvah with me'am. So the more as the kate, the more mitzvah, mishumai, maishalo. So why does he have to bring it all together in this form of mitzvah? Omar Abame Mishum Kape. So what is Kape? So there are two pshots that we learn today. So one pshot Kape is the point. The Chazeres had a certain point. Now what is that poison? I mean, so that poison could be you, I mean Sakon. So that poison could steal. So that poison could be you, I mean, to a certain bacteria, a certain germ that was contained in the Chazeres. So Memele, there was a sakone, and by dipping it in the haraises, so we remove the poison. Another pshat, the last pshat is, that kapo is a certain kind of a world that was contained in the Hazaret. So Memele, and by dipping it in the haraises, that kills, that deadens the world. So Memele, it removes the sakone. Now, we are not aware of any worm, so it could be that we are not aware because today, so the government, the law in every country requires that we should spray on all vegetables. So mainly we don't have, so that worm is not found. But according to the Rach, so Kapi is a certain worm that likes the Hazaret. In other words, the Hazaret is being told. Now we know that there are many, many worms that are parasitic and they like to live in certain vegetables or to live on human tissue, on animal tissue, and on plant tissue. So that kape, according to the Rach Pshat, is that kind of a worm, a parasitic worm. I mean, there are all kinds of such worms, tapeworms. So kape is this kind of a worm, and there are certain worms we know that are certain usually, so a parasite likes one host, not different types of hosts, but there are certain parasites that do not discriminate between hosts, so they like various hosts, so they like, you know, to live and the tissue of plants, and the tissue of pigs, and the tissue of human beings. So Memele, the kape, could be that kind of a parasite. On one hand, it likes the chazeret as a whole, and when a human being eats the chazeret, so then this worm likes the human being also as a whole. So Memele, the Chachomim were mistaken that we should dip it in the Chareises, and that will kill this worm. This worm will not be able to reproduce. So Memele, there won't be any Chachom. All right. Omar Abad. Kape de Chase Cham. So in other words, what's the Rifui? Mishocho Chazeret. So here how son, here up. Here up. So that way you should eat ready. So that will be the report. Now, Kape de Chame Kalp. Mishochal. So now, there is a Kape, there is a worm that, you know, that attacks, that enters the medicine. So if somebody ate a rabbit, and because of that, so that worm or that bacteria entered into the organism, so what is the way? Rudechal kalp. Now, kape de kalp, chmime. So he has to eat hot water. That's it. Kape de kule chmime. Ere se kule rokei. Chamim refer. In other words, because a certain kind of worm might enter all kinds of vegetables, of plants. So mele the rikhuya de general rikhuya. Maim ham. So maim ham, I suppose the heat will kill this worm or this bacteria. Alright. Now, ad hoche de hoche. But in the interim period, until he's cured, it will take a long time before he's cured. So mele hoche. Kape da chionaloch. I remember you shot me techo, and your seven daughters will come to call techo, and your seven daughters-in-law. It sounds like a lachat. Now, but I don't think that there is any mystical significance inherent in this Maimah Chazal, because, in other words, a kape is either a certain bacteria that produces a certain disease, or according to Rachshas, it's a worm. Again, that produces, it's a parasitic worm that produces a certain disease. Now, if it produces a certain disease, so there are certain things that will emanate from that disease. Every disease has its symptoms. So that's called by the Gemara the seven dogs. In other words, all kinds of weaknesses, I mean, will emanate from this disease. That's the dollar. Now, his daughter-in-law is adopted, is an adopted child. It's not a natural child. When a person is afflicted with a certain disease, so then there might be all kinds of complications. Not from this disease, but his organism, the resistance is low. Because of a certain disease, so the resistance is low. Once the resistance is low, so then he can become infected or afflicted with other diseases. So that's daughter to all. I mean, that's adopted grace, you see. So daughters, that's the natural grace. But the complications that arise as a result of the low resistance in the organism, so all kinds of complications might arise. So this is what Gemara says. Ad hoche ve hoche, all right, until it will, he'll be cured completely. So many things might elapse, and all kinds of things might happen, all kinds of complications. What kind of complications? First of all, certain complications emanating from the disease itself, and then other complications might arise. Because his resistance will be low, so he might become infected with other diseases. Other germs will attack him. So the complications that will arise, that will emanate from the disease itself, that's called banta, the dollar. The complications that will arise as a result of another disease that might overtake him because of the low resistance, that's not at all. I'm not trying to intimate anything derogatory against daughters or daughters at all. Alright. The brother of Rasodiko in the year, Mishneh. My Mishneh, the lady in the year, they call it Tapuach. The Gadgeichan in the year, they call it Tapuach. So, Rashi says, "Shall hear his name shown the way he said, shall Yahiru Bohem Mitzrin, receive Tahat of Tapuach in our field." So, as a Zecher for that, so we have to have the Charetzes, according to the Rebbe of Tapuach. And the Zecher says, the Charetzes is a Mitzle as a Zecher Lissit. Om Rabbaye, Pilkach, Torch, Mikruye, Vitzorich, Mishmuch. So in other words, he has to flavor it and he has to thicken it. So mikruya means to flavor it and mishmucha means to thicken it. Mikruya, why do they have to flavor it? They call it a buach. So mishmucha has to thicken it and make it viscous. They call it it. Tanya kavoshe rabbi yichanan, tablin they call it heaven. Chaleite, they call it it. Omer ablego basodek, kacho yoimrim, tajrei chach te Birushalayim. So Rashi says, tajrei chach te Birushalayim, chemboni, hayeshi meitzel chalimseyeh, umeichem, kmoi meitzit nacharach, Goyim would rule lochem tavlin. Now, so the Gemara here says that it's mitzvah according to the word of Ratzonik. And therefore it's a puach according to the word of Ratzonik. It is according to the word of Ratzonik. The implication being that according to the Rabbanon, so it's not mitzvah, so it's only shesakonet in order to remove the detrimental effects of the kapor. So it's not a mitzvah. Now the Rambam, Daim wir kommen zum Matzo Alochi und alles sehr ist auch. Hachareise Mitzo mit der Versetze. Secha Liki zu Yoheb dem Bein im Mitzray. Yecheta Abu Eich, Yecheta Teizne Iso, Lekchim Tmorim, und Yecheta Zoi Zimukim, Vechayete Ben, Vindirfin Iso, Vinesno Iso, Yechon Chelet, und Tavlin Iso, mit Tavlin, mit Zit, mit Teven, und mit Vin Iso, mit Ashtun Chomel Rappe. So it seems that the Rambam passes like the word of Rambam. Now, the Mishnah raises a question, and the Rambam Pirusha Mishnah says that Halacha is not like a word of Rambam. He says, the Rambam says in Pirusha Mishnah, who Kareve se yeish ben kiu, who dmuster. He says it's strong flavor, and it also is biscuits, like seven. It says, Echaleti, Vanachno eitineite, kach, sherin teinin, uit morin, vashlin eiton, vizochin eiton, ati yotevu, vilochin hakel vecheme, vineisne ben shibeles, neya de izei, vchayitve, bilis chuki, vrleda ben tzode keime, chareises mitzve, vlitaitei shechaye vodom, ati bishonem ni bevore, chashon teitem tibono, achilat chareise, veinawa, they know Allah is not like a blood of Rasul. But the Rambam in the Chachamim to Matan in the Chazoko, he passes like a blood of Rasul. He passes like a blood of Rasul. So the Chachamishna says that the Rambam was raised. Now, the Mitzvah in the Chazoko, they are not in the Chuvah. So the other Mitzvah in the Chuvah is the Chazoko that I mentioned at the beginning of the Shia. But this is in the same Reyim. So he says a simple thing. I mean, not that the Rambam was chayyeh. That the Rambam holds that the Rabbanon of Chabad of Tzadik are also made that the Chareis is in it. How is that mitzvah? And you see that the Roshon of the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnah is very peculiar. I mean, it indicates that. Because if the Rambam had held that there is a machlokes between Rabbonon and Rav Eliezer ben Tzadik. And the question is whether chareiset is a mitzvah or chareiset is just the means to eliminate the sakone of the kapeh. So why does he have to say, the Rav Eliezer ben Tzadik came there, chareiset mitzvah in Taite, shechayi vodem nivoreich, as the Shon Tzayiso, the Tzivon alachil at chareiset. Who is discussing here broch? Who says in broch here? Let's say there is a bracha, all right, it's a mitzvah, there should be a bracha. Why shouldn't there be a bracha? But who is discussing the bracha? Whenever the Rambam mentions that there is a certain mitzvah, so the Rambam mentions there is a bracha, when the Rambam has bracha, when he discusses the union of Birkas and mitzvah, so he says bracha. If somebody wants to put on tefillin, he wants to sit in the sukkah, so he says a bracha. But who is discussing bracha here? He's discussing the Mishnah, the Blessed of the Torah, Eimer, Hareset, Mishnah. So why does all of a sudden, does he say, Lidaiti, Shechai, Vodom, Livore, something, Tivono, Alachilat, Hareset. So he says, it's mashma from this portion of the Rambam, Beresha Mishnah, that the Rambam held that everybody agrees that the Mishnah. Even the Rabbonon of the Blessed of the Torah agrees that there is a Mishnah. But, And that's exactly the pshat in the Roshon HaMishnah. They view with one of Matzo, the Chazeres, the Chareite, who shnei tafshilim, apropi shein Chareite Chitzo. Already done, the Rabbonah says, they inject this expression, apropi shein Chareite Chitzo. Why, I mean, they hold it's not a mitzvah. So why do they have to mention it altogether? If it's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Why do they have to mention it? But the son became a mitzvah. All right, so you could say the reason is why the chachomim mention Abu Sarai's mitzvah in order to show that they are chilek HaRabbeinu. No. But the pshat is the Rabbonon, everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah. But when the Rabbonon say, Abel Tishicharet is mitzvah, they mean it's not a mitzvah like warrior that requires the brocha. It's not a mitzvah like warrior that requires the brocha. So, but it's still a mitzvah. So, but they came there, no, it's a mitzvah if they ask more like warrior, like mate. I mean, so it's a mitzvah if they ask more, it requires the brocha as well. Now, so, but this is what the mitzvah says, and the brief shot in the Rambam. But the Mitziv is one thing. He says, why isn't there a brocha? Why, after all, if the Rabbonon also made it, the Charetzes is a mitzvah, and why is it a mitzvah? For the same reason that Rabbeinu Rabsodik said, mitzvah, zecharitiv, zecharitapuah, so it's a mitzvah. So why doesn't it require a brocha? The Mitziv says, for the same reason, that Yisrael Yisrael Achrein, after the meal, doesn't require a broche. Why? Because it's Rishum Sakone, Rishum Melazim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that in Yisrael Yisrael Achrein, in other words, after the Sudeh, so besides Sakone, there is another mitzvah. Because of the Droshe, the Atmachte, of the Iskadishtem, the Yisem, Deishim, the Iskadishtem, Melomayim Rishayim, the Yisem Deishim, Melomayim Achim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in regard to Mayim Rishayim, that there is a mitzvah, besides Frach Trumo, which implies a mitzvah. So there is a mitzvah of Kedushe, of Mitzvah, and that's the Atmachte, the Iskadishtem, and he says the same thing in regard to Mayim Achim, because the Gemore in Broches and Yehul, says, v'iskadishtem melomayim rishayim, v'yisendeishim melomayim achayim, mayim achayim. So there is an atmachte for mayim achayim too. That's not because it's sakone. What has v'yisendeishim to do with sakone? With melazayim? So there are two halachas in mayim achayim according to Rabbi Yehuda. One is because of sakone, and one because of the atmachte, of nekius, of v'yisendeishim. Now that's the reason as to why so many Rishayim Achirik can take the Shite. Take the Shite is that today that Melach Zeinik is not much of an Enu, so we don't have to do Mayim Achirim all together. But the other Rishayim is today as we should know whether today Mayim Achirim is obligatory or not. Why do many Rishayim say that even today when Melach Zeinik is not much of, so it's still obligatory because of Rabbi Yehuda Shite, that there is an atmachte of intimidation, of nekius, of mayim achayim, besides the sakone of melach zeinik. And so the question arises, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, now the Rabbi Yehuda says that there is a brocha on mayim achayim, but all the other Rishayim are chilek, and the whole Rabbi Yehuda is also chilek, and the whole that there is no brocha on mayim achayim. Why shouldn't there be a brocha on mayim achayim? After all, there is a mitzvah besides the sakone. I mean, the removal of the sakone, we don't recite the prophet, but besides the sakone. So, the Mitzvah says, it's Yiraye, that wherever a certain act is required because of sakone, even though it's required for another reason, so there is no one. So that's the reason why the Rabbonim says, Eina Mitzvah, don't be Eina Mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah like Moreah that requires the brocha. Why not? Because it is required for the purpose of removing the sakone. So maybe there is no brocha. So maybe there is no brocha. So because of that, but the Rabbi Sodek says that there is a brocha. Now the Mitziv doesn't mention Rabbi Yehuda, he just mentions the Raya from Mayim Achayim, but the Raya is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to other Rishayim, so there is no Raya. because, but according to basic, he said that the whole purpose of Malachim is to remove the Sakone, and today that Malachim is not Motu, so there is no Chiyu of Malachim, so there is no Raya. But I think that the key means the Raya according to Rabbi Yehoshua. But according to the other thing, not only in it, so we have no Raya, that wherever a certain mitzvah is required for an additional reason in order to remove the Sakone, so then there is no Broche, even though it's a mitzvah. So, and then, how about the Ha'ilet? The Ha'ilet says, in the Chanam is a reason for it. So, here the judgment of Ha'ilet, so we can say the Ha'ilet is very good. I mean, the Ha'ilet holds that according to Rabbanu Chavad Shabbat Tzadik, there is no mitzvah of Ha'ilet altogether. But I think we don't have to resort to this. I mean, of course, the mitzvah is right. I mean, that according to the Rambam, so the Rabbonon of Chavrusa Baruch Tzodek, also agrees that there is a mitzvah. Why a mitzvah? Because of Zichel Tapuach. For the same reason that it's a mitzvah according to the Rambam. But why is it a Tzodek? So it's mistaber that according to the Rambam, the Rabbonon of Chavrusa Baruch Tzodek achilim as to the essence of the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, so Chareishes is the mitzvah of the Yasmo. Let's say he doesn't have Chazeres, he doesn't have more. He couldn't get more. But he can have Chareishes. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, he would be chuyev to have Chareishes and need Chareishes. Even though he cannot need the Chareishes in order to dip in it the more. Because it's a mitzvah of the Yasmo. It also has another purpose to remove the kapel, all right. But according to the Rebbe of Tzadok, it's a mitzvah b'shne atzmo. With chazeres or without chazeres, it's a mitzvah b'shne atzmo. Zecher l'tzitz and zecher l'tapuach. According to the Rebbe of Tzadok, they also agree that we have to have chareishes, zecher l'tapuach and zecher l'tzitz. But according to the Rebbe of Tzadok, so chareishes is the mitzvah become kapel of moral, even without the kapel. But as it can come again, Zechalitis is a mitzvah, but not as a mitzvah of the Atmo, as it can come again of more. So if you have more air, so then you have to dip the more air in the Harem. Whether there is a Sakone or there is no Sakone, I don't even know whether today there is a Sakone. Maybe because the strain that is done and all the plans. So maybe there is no Sakone today, but it doesn't matter. Even without a Sakone, there is a mitzvah of Chareishes, and it can come at the end of Moritz. So maybe there is no Broche, because it's only at the incident of Moritz, so there is no Broche. But in case, according to the Rebbe of Tzadok, so Chareishes is a mitzvah with the Atmo. If Chareishes is a mitzvah with the Atmo, so maybe with Moritz or without Moritz, So we have to eat it, and we have to say a broche. And maybe according to the Rebbe of Tzadok, it will not be enough. Of course, it could be the kind of mitzvah of achilas chareishes, even if it is not taken separately, if it is eaten together with the moreh, but only. And only if it is dipped so much in the chareishes, in the morah, that there is a substantial chareishes to eat, but if it is just dipped rightly in the chareishes, now I mentioned in the previous year that there is a machlokes rishonim, whether we pass in the tzorich lishkuye or in tzorich lishkuye. So there are many rishonim who say the Rambam, the whole stuff in the tzorich lishkuye, so it's not enough to make a superficial dipping in chareishes. So the whole stuff. So that we have to purge it completely, but according to the Rambam, you don't have to purge it in chareishes, you can just make a superficial dipping. So if we say that chareishes is a mitzvah b'shne atzmo, it has to be an achila. So maybe, so there has to be a substantial, maybe there is a different halacha of kazayis. Because the Rambam says, according to the Rebbe of Tzadok, so he has to say a bracha, so it's a mitzvah b'shne atzmo, it's a mitzvah b'shne atzmo, Maybe there's even a halacha of kazayis of charedim. But it is there is the kazayis of the charedim. I'm the morer, because the morer was dictated. So there will be the kind of mitzvah. There will be kind of mitzvah. But if there is very little charedim, he will not even be the kind of mitzvah. But according to the Rabbanon on the charedim, is a mitzvah. But not as a mitzvah is not more. But as a concomitant of morer, so even without kazayis, I mean today no one is watching that there should be, on the morer, there should be a kazayis of charedim. But the Chiddush Rambam means that both agree that charedim is a mitzvah. But the Chabad of Rav says, why a mitzvah? Besides the Sakone of Kate. Why the mitzvah? Because they have a key, they have with a pua. But according to the Chabad of Rav says, it's a mitzvah with Le'atmo. He could be mitzvah together with the morer. Even if he doesn't eat morer for some reason, so he has to eat it with Le'atmo, and according to Rabbonon, he can meet there only the concomitant of Haris. All right, now I would like to have another chair in your name.
For the Mishnah, that Kuftet Zvah, Kuftet Zayin, or Allah. Moskulu Ikei Sheini, Mikam HaBen Shei Lovi. So there are two pshotim. One pshat is the kam, here. And the other pshat, that the Rashbam mentions, is the kei, by kei to slop for slavery. So, kam haben sheil, now the first pshat is kam, not kei. So that means kam, so the Rashbam says, the Rashbam and Rashi say the same thing. Kam bin zigat kei sheni, haben sheil esobi. Man ishtama achsho, shenei zin kei sheni kei mache. So this is a new man ishtama. I mean, it's not, we know four kashes of man ishtama. But here, the ben sheil another man ishtama. Why are we made the kei sheni kei mache? This question is not even mentioned in the regular man ishtama. Kam, haben sheil esobis, kam ben zigat kesheini, haben sheil esobis. Imu hoho, man ishtano, achsho, shemei zin kesheini kelim achim. That's one pshat. So in other words, according to this pshat, so it is, the pronunciation is kam. And then, and the spelling is kam, kof alef nun. But then, rabbi, kibum rabbi, 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 when came, so it's not Chof Aleph Nun, but Chof Nun. Haben Sheil, when came, it makes love for David. Indeed. Kalima, so on its came means indeed. Dinu Sheil Sheil. I mean indeed. You have to be Sheil, because he got Kei Sheini Manishan. So, even though two separate shotting in the meaning of the word, whether it's Kam or Kei, but it's known after Mine, I mean it amounts to the same thing, whether we explain it. Kam or Kain. So the pshat in the Mishnah is, according to both pshat in the Rashbam, that the Ben asks Manishtano. Manishtano, Achshof, Shemezdin Keshev. Shemezdin Keshev. Now, so since the Rashbam and Rashi, so they both say that the pshat in Kana ben Sheil or Kena ben Sheil is Manishtano, Achshof, Shemeizim, Kesheini, Kedem Achilet. So that's the pshat in Manishtano, Kana ben Sheil. And what is Shailov is Manishtana. We mean the Hazben, obviously Lam the Manishtana. So what does it mean? Obviously Lam the Manishtano, also the same thing. Or obviously Lam the Manishtana Lala Zemikolali. Now, so the question is,
when Gemara, the Mishnah says, now according to the Rashba and Rashi, so we cannot ben Sheilovi, so what is Sheilovi? Manishtano. Manishtano, she may be in Achsh of Kidim Achille. Not Manishtano. But Manishtano, she may be Achsh of Kidim Achille. So when the Mishnah proceeds and says, we may not be there. Obis not the one day. Manishtano. So, halayla hazeh, mikola lele. So does it also mean, manishtano halayla hazeh, mikola lele? That she meizgin, koi, sheini, kirim achile, or in the pshat, in manishtano halayla hazeh, mikola lele, it is that she bechola lele. In other words, that it modifies. This is only the abdomen, to Shep Cholal. Now, the Duki Seferin mentions, now here we have in the Gemara, Manishtan Alayla Hazeh Mikolal. Shep Cholal is on the Mazul and Parmacha. Alayla Hazeh Shtei Pomi. Then you have two dots. Maskiv Lerob. Isn't it strange? I mean, Monefshek. Either. So you could, why does he interrupt in the middle? So you could say, I mean, the reason is why interrupts in the middle of the four kashe is because the kashe is directed against the kashe in respect to the Shnei Tiburim. That's why he has the two dots here. But the Duki Sefer mentions that most manuscripts, so the two dots is not after Shnei Tiburim, but Manishtano Halayla Azeh Mikol Halayla. Then to that, and then it's massively wrong. It's not the to that is after the Shtei Pirumim, but after Mikol Halev. So in other words, according to that hearsay, so the pshat of the Mishnah could be as follows.